Morning. Don was right. Over the centuries, they've been all over the lot on this one. This has been used as the foundation stone for the theology of church and state. Unfortunately, it's been used with equal vehemence to support every different theology of church and state that has ever come along. It was used to support the model of the empire, where the Patriarch of Constantinople was, in effect, minister for religion, who was appointed and removed by the emperor, who convened councils and more or less ran the church as a department of the state. It was used with equal authority by Augustine and later by Luther for saying there is the city of man and the city of God, and they have some kind of balance. It was used by the popes for suggesting that they had the right to crown emperors, and in effect the state should regard itself as a department of the church. It was used by Calvin to support his theocracy. It's been used by Americans to support separation of church and state. All of these different readings out of this one line. When you get that many different answers, maybe you're asking the wrong question. Maybe this is not about church and state. How does one balance the interests of Caesar and the interests of God, or the rights of the church, the rights of the state? Maybe there's something different going on here. Let's look at the dynamics. These folks are trying to trap Jesus. I mean, it's real simple. There's no good answer to this question. If he says, pay the tax, he loses his support with the crowds. If he says, don't pay the tax, Pilate's office is right around the corner. We can take care of that pretty quickly. So he says, show me the coin that pays the tax. Now that's even more subtle than their trap. Where are they? This is Holy Week. They're in the temple. In the temple, where there's not supposed to be the slightest thought of a graven image. Caesar's legions took the eagles off their standards before they went anywhere near the temple, lest there be a riot. But he says to them, show me the coin, and without thinking of it, they reach in their pockets and they pull out a coin. And about that point, they go, I may have made a mistake here. As he takes it from them and holds it at arm's length, as though it were some despicable thing. Whose image is this, and whose inscription? Caesar's? Then give that filthy thing back to Caesar. And give to God what is God's. He's got them. He also lays out something for us, I think. Not a theology of church and state. If you can build that many of them out of this line, then you probably can't build one that's solemnly attested. But a real good question about priorities. How much are we like the Pharisees and the Herodians here? Zealous for God, all right. At least for our version of God and our role with God. But a little too having been made inroads against of mammon. A little too oblivious to carrying the graven image of Caesar into the temple. A little bit distorted in our thinking. Render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar at arm's length and with distaste. But render to God what belongs to God, from whom you get your life. give back to Caesar that which has the image of Caesar on it, the coin. Give back to God what has the image of God on it. Now there's a place where the readers are unanimous. Different fathers of the church and different theologians over the centuries give you different arguments about church and state based on this. But one of the things that many of them do from across periods is to pick up on that image word. What do we know about that? Very first thing said about human beings, right? Before there even are any. And the Lord God said, let us make the human race in our image. In the image of God, God made them. Male and female, God made them. And from Irenaeus on, all the fathers have stressed the human in the image of God as a fundamental basis for doctrine, for morality, for spirituality. Recognize the image of God in yourself. And then build up that image. In Hebrew, image and likeness are used sort of as repetitive symbols. Two things that mean the same thing. Synonyms. In Greek, they try to distinguish between them. The image is what you're made in. The likeness is what you grow into. So if you are made in the image of God, then grow into God's likeness. A whole spiritual program right there. If you recognize the image of God in your fellow human being, then be more concerned about the welfare of that fellow human being than about the image of Caesar. Get your priorities straight. We are constantly being called to get our priorities straight. There are a bunch of young people right now down around the McKeldin Fountain doing Occupy Baltimore, which is the local version of Occupy Wall Street, saying maybe America doesn't have its priorities straight. Maybe the welfare of the richest 1% is not what we should be concerned about. Maybe there needs to be more thought about the ordinary human being and the welfare of people, not because they're rich or powerful or important, but just because they're in the image and likeness of God. I don't know that they have the right answer. I'm not even sure that they have any answer, at least not yet. But I think they're posing an interesting question. A question that is, I think, very related to the question that Jesus is posing to us here. Give back to Caesar. Yeah, that belongs to Caesar. Give back to God what belongs to God. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.